From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. What is it coming up in the Downing Street memos that has the Bush administration critics so excited? First, the lead, Capitol Hill, and new challenges to the Iraq war, plus developments on the Patriot Act and UN funding and Medicare and public broadcasting. We start with this. Two Republicans and two Democratic congressional representatives are offering a resolution to start bringing troops home from Iraq by October 1st next year. It's the first such resolution with support from members of both parties. Here's one of the resolution sponsors, Republican Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina.
After 1,700 deaths, over 12,000 wounded, and $200 billion spent, we believe it is time to have this debate and this discussion on this resolution.
NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us. Ron, what about this resolution and the members of Congress who are behind it?
This is a small group, Alex. It's a bipartisan group indeed, but one of the Republicans among them, Ron Paul, is really a libertarian who voted against the war a couple of years ago. The man we just heard from, Walter B. Jones of North Carolina, voted for the war. In fact, he is a Republican conservative who was very supportive of the war in the beginning and, in fact, was one of the people who caused that controversy over French fries being renamed Freedom Fries.
I recall.
Absolutely. And for him to turn around on the war as he has done is more notable. We also have some other people who are supportive of this group of four. The two Democrats included in the group are Dennis Kucinich, who, of course, ran for president against the war last year, and Neil Abercrombie, a liberal Democrat from Hawaii. Those people have friends in the larger House, all four of them have, for whom they are speaking. But at this point, it's still a fairly small group that's willing to go public calling for a withdrawal timetable.
Well, let me just raise another thing that may be troubling for the administration. The Patriot Act yesterday, a somewhat surprising development. The president wants all the powers in that act renewed and some expanded. The House is signaling it's not going to go along. 38 Republicans joined Democrats in saying they don't want the administration to have powers to look at people's library records, that kind of thing.
The warrantless searches of library records and similar kinds of private documents have never been particularly popular in the House. They went along with them back in 2001 when the Patriot Act was passed just weeks after 9/11. And last year, there was something of a rebellion against them when we got around to funding them for that year. And at that point, the White House argued, look, it's an election year. Let's not hash this out this year. We'll come back to it. Yesterday, we came back to it. As you say, almost 40 Republicans bailed out on the White House on this one. And so even if the money gets restored in this appropriations process, which it might, this clearly signals that when the president asks for renewal of the full Patriot Act and maybe some extra powers in addition, that's not going to happen. The House is already willing to say we're not going to fully return these powers in the Patriot Act, specifically the ones we just talked about.
Okay, the House also voting on defense appropriations, debating a resolution to cut UN funding in half, and they've cut money for public broadcasting. How could they do such a thing, Ron?
Well, it hasn't quite been accomplished yet. A subcommittee vote in the House Appropriations Committee did vote to cut Public Broadcasting Money, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that's PBS and some for NPR. That did happen. Now the full House Appropriations Committee is considering that again this afternoon. Depending on what they do, then the whole process moves over to the Senate, where the Senate has been somewhat friendlier to public broadcasting over the years.
Okay. Ron Elving writes the weekly Watching Washington column on NPR's website, npr.org. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.